Frank Frangie here. Kuhn Flowers has moved their former Ponte Vedra location to Sawgrass Village. And when I need to send a floral arrangement for any reason, I know I can really count on Kuhn. Call 398-8601, kuhnflowers.com.
With the fifth pick in the 2016 NFL Draft,
yeah,
the Jacksonville Jaguars select Jalen Ramsey.
Great pick.
Defensive back, Florida State.
Roethlisberger drops the throw. Fires toward the end zone. That ball is picked off by Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey intercepted it.
He wanted to be a distraction for my teammates getting ready for a game.
Are you worried about double job, about a lot of people?
I don't worry about nobody but myself.
I didn't use it as motivation. I mean, it is what it is. I don't control that. All I control is what I put out there on the field.
Here come the Titans now from their own 25. Jags 31, Titans 17. Matt Cassel drops the throw, throws the left side. That ball is intercepted. Jalen Ramsey, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! A pick six for Jalen Ramsey.
I would like to win. So, yeah, I guess somehow, some way, if I was able to make even more plays, it would have made it better.
1010XL 92.5 FM presents Jaguars Today with your hosts Mike Dempsey and Tony Smith.
All right, welcome in everybody to the first show of the post-Jalen era.
Yeah.
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Here's what LA gets to deal with now, all right? And I don't know how many Rams fans are out there that are going to go look it up, but here's the quote. Jared Goff, he's average to above average. He reminds me of Jimmy Garoppolo a little bit. Year one, he wasn't good. He wasn't even good enough to earn his own starting role. Like, if you're the number one pick, you expected to start now, period. He wasn't ready to do that. That's Jalen talking about his new quarterback in the GQ article.
That was one of the most complimentary things he said about any quarterback, though, in that article.
Is one day enough for him to question a contract? Or does he have to be around for a little while?
Question whose contract?
The quarterback's contract.
Oh.
He was willing to do it here.
Sure.
Is he willing to do it after a day in LA?
Don't know. Well, he's only been there. He hasn't seen Jared Goff throw for 78 yards in a game yet. That just happened last week against the 49ers. Hey, look, I hope Jared Goff plays like hot freaking garbage.
You ain't kidding.
But just cool enough garbage to keep the job as he continues to play like hot garbage and sinks the LA Rams into the abyss so the Jaguars get some better draft picks out of this thing.
Yeah.
Two first-rounders and a fourth-rounder. Look, pretty clear that Jalen Ramsey was not going to play for the Jaguars again, right? I mean, he was going to find a way, continue to, quote, you can quote me on this, lie about his back injury.
Yeah.
Okay? Lie. That's right. Prove me wrong, Jalen. Sue me. Take me to court. Show me the medical report that says you have a legitimate back injury. You're a liar, okay? And a quitter. You quit on the team.
He did.
And, you know, I hope, you know, I'm going to stop short of saying I hope the San Andreas Fault finally has the big one, because I have some friends in L.A.,
uh-huh,
and they don't all need to go.
No.
But I will say I will wish for nothing but the worst for the L.A. Rams as long as Jalen Ramsey is on that roster.
I'm with you there.
I don't care about Dante Fowler. Went to the Super Bowl. Good for Dante. Blake Bortles, hey, man, didn't work out, obviously. You know what? If you can reignite your career somewhere else, that's fine. Not so with this particular fellow right here. So, look, I said all along, if I were the GM, I would never let this guy get what he wants unless I got bowled over with the offer.
Mm-hmm.
I also admitted it's probably best for you that I'm not the GM because that's how I would operate. I operate on petty spite, right? That's me, covered in petty spite, okay?
Right.
Not the best way to do business, necessarily. So, look, in the end, is it the best you could get for Jalen Ramsey? I'm assuming it is, right? Because they took the offer, right? And they've been doing this for weeks now. It's been 3 weeks ongoing that they've been soliciting offers. Is it, quote, fair value? Honestly, it's to be determined, right? How does Jalen play going forward in the next few years? And we can all just assume that he's going to be one of the top corners in the league, and he may be.
Yeah.
Right? And if he is, then what do the Jaguars do with the picks
sure
that they get back? Somebody had a great suggestion yesterday. How about taking one of those first rounders, ring up the Miami Dolphins and say, hey, Xavien Howard's under contract for the next 5 years. That seems like a big albatross around a franchise that's trying to tank's neck. Why don't you send him up this way and boom, you replace Jalen with Xavien Howard and you still have a first and a fourth round pick left over.
Else one more first round pick sound Miami.
Hey, you know, they might go for it.
They might.
I might call them up and find out if they'd go for it. Now, you got to, you know, internally evaluate Xavien Howard, who when he signed his contract was the highest paid cornerback in football.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jalen's going to want to blow that money out of the way.
Yeah.
Did I see the Rams said they're not ready to do a long-term deal right now?
Which is nuts. Like, that is nuts that you would give away two first-round picks for a player that you know one of the first things he's going to want when he gets there is to get that long-term deal worked out.
Gotta get that money.
Like, I thought about it, too, because we talked about it when the Texans made the deal for Tunsil, right? And all the leverage was on the player's side. The moment that the trade had gone through, it's like all the leverage is on Tunsil's side. If he says, I'm not showing up till you give me a contract,
yes.
What are you going to do?
Right.
If you're Houston, what are you going to do?
Right.
Right? Like, and if you're Jalen Ramsey, he could do the same thing.
Sure he could.
Now that he is going to be a member of the Rams, he could show up and say, oh, you don't want to work out a contract? I'm not showing up. What are you going
to
do?
Get this money. Right?
Like, what are you going to – you gave away two first-round picks for me. I know that you want me to be around here.
Then, and a fourth.
Then pay me, right? Like, then pay me because I think that's ultimately what he was most concerned about. But, yeah, look, he quit, man. And I get that we're going to get into the phone calls today and people can react. And you can remember Jalen Ramsey however you want to as a Jaguars fan. I'll remember that he quit on you in this city and this team. And the last time that he talked to you publicly – said that he wasn't going to do any of that. And then that's exactly what he did, is he thought he was going to get traded that Friday after that Thursday night game.
No
force on earth can convince me that he didn't think
no
that's
doubt.
What the, he had demanded a trade, so they were going to give him what he wanted
I'm
because
he had
asked for
I'm going to show up and play
it.
My last game
yep.
and drape myself in glory one
right.
more time.
And when the team said, no, we're not trading you, then he went into, all right, how do
he
I avoid playing?
Back spasms is yeah. what he went into.
How do I avoid playing until they figure out a way to trade me? And
the flu's good for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I better come up with a long-term plan, though.
Got what he wanted. Doesn't mean he didn't quit on you. He did. He quit on the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'll remember that. And that
I will laugh heartily if it goes poorly in Los Angeles.
Me too. And I that doesn't mean that I don't look at the situation from, you know, the bird's eye view and go, what is the breakdown in the organization that we wound up here? Right, like there
sure.
is a conversation to be had about that. And certainly front office personnel, Tom Coughlin, Dave Caldwell are culpable in this as well, that the best player they have drafted in a long time here in Jacksonville, that we're doing this in year four. Like there is a discussion to be had about that. That doesn't make Jalen Ramsey any less culpable for what is happening right now. He demanded a trade. He quit to get what he wanted ultimately in this thing, and he's gone.
And look, and I've heard people say, no matter what, if you have a talent, you have to find ways to bend over backwards to accommodate that talent. I think they did, right? I mean, is there no limit to what
right.
you're allowed to do? You're allowed to just disrespect the coach the way he's all about respect when it comes to receiving it. I don't see that when it comes to giving respect. Clearly, in that GQ article, that's just an example. I'll firebomb anybody. I'll go out there. I'll put my hands on the coach on the sideline. I'll act like a raving lunatic because my coach didn't review a 3-yard completion
mm-hmm.
against me. And I will let this affect my play going forward, ongoing on that very same drive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think most people know how I feel about the whole Ramsey situation. We want to find out how you feel about it now that it's got some finality. We're not going to know exactly what these picks turn into. Down the road, who knows? We don't even know who's going to be exercising these picks. Will it be a Tom Coughlin, Dave Caldwell front office? Will it be somebody else? I'll tell you what it won't be. It won't be a new front office because Jalen demanded it.
Nope.
They outlasted Jalen. They've got 3 new draft picks coming in. Is it the best scenario? The best scenario is he played like a Hall of Famer and stayed here his entire career
mm-hmm.
and played at the Hall of Fame level. It, for a combination of reasons, it got to the point where it just wasn't going to happen anymore. And I do agree with what you were talking about with Dan and Jeff, that once Shad Khan felt like he's done it to me now, like Shad Khan came out of that meeting with him feeling one way, and Jalen just kind of shrugged his shoulders and said, man, back.
I'm not going to be disrespected.
Yeah, it's back. I hope he probably didn't shrug his shoulders. That would have been too painful. Get some of those Doan's backache pill endorsements going out there in L.A. 13% state income tax. So you got that off the top.
Okay.
That makes me happy. He just lost 13% of his money in the short term. And someone said he'll make it up in endorsements. Maybe. Maybe okay. He will. He'll get 13% of that endorsement money taken away, too.
Yep.
By the state of California, and it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. So today, it's what we're going to be talking about. Johnny O will be along from Jaguars.com. If you want to get in, 641-1010. If you want to point the finger of blame at either side, front office, you're welcome to do that. Make your argument for why this is the biggest mistake in Jaguars history, if you care to. Our poll question today is presented by Bud Light out there on Twitter. And we ask you, how would you rate the return that the Jaguars got for Jalen Ramsey from the Rams? They get a 2020 first-round pick and a first and a fourth-round pick in 2021. Your choices are the Jaguars got a good deal out of it. They didn't get enough, you know, based on pure value, but he had to go is another option. So Rams got the better end. In other words, you know what, they probably wouldn't have made, not opposed to necessarily trading him, but I would have wanted more in the trade. And then finally, shouldn't have traded him. And it's running pretty significantly anti-Jalen. And look, it's just a Twitter poll. You feel differently? Click on one of the different options. Shouldn't have traded him, whatever the case. And feel free to leave a comment. We'll read through those throughout the course of the program as well. Phone lines are loading up. We could talk about any aspect of this deal. But it is kind of a post-mortem day on the career of Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville. Didn't make it through four full seasons here as a Jacksonville Jaguar. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, ET is in the house. Johnny O will be along talking Jaguars and Rams with you on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
I've said multiple times over and over and over and over and over and over and over again that I want to play for one team my whole career. I don't control that, but it is, I mean, it is what it is.
Now, more Jaguars today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
It is what it is, and that what it is Team Jalen. That's the team he's playing for.
What? I don't control that. Then he demands a trade, which is completely of his own volition.
The demand was completely within his control.
Right, and then basically it feels like refused to play again for the organization from which he demanded a trade.
Oh, but hey, I didn't trade me to the Rams. I didn't trade me to the Rams.
Over and over and over again.
Love it. Here's a couple on each side of this. Here's one. 1010XL personalities. This is small market talk and nothing more than a defense mechanism. Napoleon Complex. Jag fans should be asking, why did Jalen want out of Jacksonville? Maybe it's as simple as Jalen didn't have faith in our front office coaching staff's ability to build a winning team, which is more than likely to be the case. I don't agree with Jalen quitting on his teammates in the city the way he did. But I don't blame him for wanting out of a losing culture. Plenty of guys probably want out when a team is losing for multiple years. They don't all go down the road that Jalen did. Now, another person from a different point of view, but kind of comes to a similar conclusion. Michael on Twitter, Michael Regina says, I don't care that Jalen wanted to go. People can want to move on just like teams move on all the time. What I do care about is him basically lying about an injury so he could keep getting paid for not playing. If he said, bench me, I'm not playing, at least I could respect that. That's what it comes to. It's not just the desire to leave. It's then, as long as I'm here, I'm going to give you everything I have.
Yeah.
As long as that doesn't include me playing.
And I'll push back on the small market thing, too. If you think that a player of Jalen Ramsey's caliber demanding a trade and then sitting out for 3 weeks with an injury that doesn't appear to be real would be responded to in any way except the way that Jaguars fans have responded to it in any city in this country, you're an idiot. He's a great player that is walking out on a fan base and a team. He decided to do that. And if he had done it anywhere, actually, if it was anywhere but Jacksonville, the noise would have been at fever pitch if it had been in a place like LA or New York and he had done this to those fan bases.
You could have got 12-1 on Tony calling somebody an idiot before me today. 12-1.
Dumb.
You could have cashed.
That's just dumb.
Big time. All right. Johnny O's here.
Yes, I am.
Hi.
And I just hope the physical goes okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm still worried,
you know,
about the ability for him to ever play at a high level again. With
well, I mean, because he's missed weeks at a time of practice that no one remembers him missing.
And
this is his chronic back issue.
Yeah, and to set the record straight, there are obviously people who have not detected the sarcasm in that of what I've been saying for the last couple of days.
Right. So I saw people retweeting your response to a question about Ramsey where you're like, well, obviously it's a serious injury here. I mean, if you're missing three games.
My point was a man who loves his teammates and who has the passion for the game that he does would never sit out.
Right, because we heard that going in. Oh, you guys think he would make that up? Really? Yeah, I do. Actually, we just saw it for the last 3 weeks. I think he's a big, fat liar.
Yeah.
And he made it up. And he ultimately gets what he wants to some degree, just with 13% less money in his pocket. You know?
Yeah. I Web California. MD, Web Mike Dempsey right there.
I would prefer they jack up that tax rate, the upper marginal tax rate right now. They trying to go green out there in California. All right, we got callers on the line, John. So let's welcome you in as we let them react to what went down yesterday, the trade of Jalen Ramsey. We don't know what side of this you're on, so express your opinion, and we'll move on to the next one. Kenny on the west side going to lead us off. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, guys. I'm from East Tennessee, and Jalen's from what, West Tennessee?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we know how to do cow math in East Tennessee. I don't think Jalen knows how to do cow math. Let's say his contract is $20 million a year. He goes out there for $5 million a year at a 13% tax rate, which is what the state tax rate is out there for what he'll be making. That's $12 million you walked away from.
Yep.
$12 million. In East Tennessee, that's a lot of money.
In Duval, that's a lot of money. And in L.A., I think that's a lot of money in Los Angeles. Yeah. So
I bet the cost of living is a little bit higher.
Probably
in LA
so.
Than it would
but
be
it's,
around
it's
here.
It's still a lot of money. Look, yeah, we know he's getting – I don't think – in his
he's not going to be hurting.
He's
going to
make plenty
deal.
Of money, yeah. Whether it's – so if he makes – you know, instead of $20 million a year, if you take 13% off the top, if he's making whatever the heck that – I can't do that math fast
you
enough.
You can't look at this story from a place of logic or reason. This was clearly – the story changed time to time. He was mad at Coughlin. First he was mad at Doug. Then he was mad at Coughlin. Then he was mad at this. Then he was mad at that. I got a couple of questions in the Ozone last night. What would you – you know, what advice – how can the Rams handle this guy? Well, make sure he's not unhappy.
Give him whatever he wants.
Yeah, because
– kiss his ass.
So far, that's been the only solution. Don't say anything to him if he behaves on the field in a way you don't want. Make sure you call the defense that he wants every play. And make sure you know before the play which defense he wants to play. Because there were times where he needed to play zone and wanted to be in zone and was mad about not playing man. That never came out a whole lot, but
I thought it came out plenty.
Yeah. So sometimes he wanted to play man, sometimes he wanted to play zone because he was tired. You know, this is not a case where you can look at it and say, "Well, Jalen Ramsey wanted out because of A, B, C, and D." He just wanted out. He asked for the trade. At that point, I think he backed himself into a corner, couldn't walk it back, and then over the last few weeks, behaved like a child.
Oh, no doubt. Let's move on, Kevin. In Riverside up next. Hello, Kevin.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just as a business transaction, looks like a win-win for everybody. The punk B got what he wanted, and the Jaguars, based on what they do with it, got probably the best package they could get. So going forward, we can focus on people that do things the right way, hopefully. Leonard Fournette's a great example, called out much more publicly than Jalen Ramsey. And done what a man does. He listened to it. And for all intents and purposes, it appears that he's made some great and positive changes. So hats off to Leonard. And I'll leave you with telling you that I share Mike Dempsey's sentiment. Screw Jalen. Go Jag.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Look, you're either.
Dempsey's got
way.
A shirt
Bro,
that says that.
I am. You're either with me. Or you can burn in Hades, okay? That's me. I mean, that's pretty much me in life. You're either in the circle or you're outside the circle. And at best, if you're outside the circle, I don't think about you. At worst, I wish you all the ill luck in the world. And Jalen's definitely not inside the circle of anyone who cares about the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Put it that way. Put it this way. In my mind, he shouldn't be. There's still that are going to take Jalen's side on it, and that's fine. And you're welcome to call in today and tell us why Jalen was right in this whole thing. But it's comical to me that you would choose Jalen over the organization. Even if you feel like the organization has made mistakes, the way he's handled this thing, the way he has done everything in his power to just spit in your eye, and he can talk about this is not about my fans or the teammates. It affects all of them.
Right.
All
At some
of
point, you're messing with people's career. You're messing with, the love of teammates. Is the thing I keep coming back to, because that was the first thing he said in the press conference, whatever day he spoke, was how much he loved his teammates. Well, players in this league know that it's a business. They understand that. Every teammate in there knows it's a business, but they also know there's a way to handle business in the NFL. When you make the trade call immediately after a game where you were called out after the game for your own misbehavior, and then that's when you decide – that you're going to handle as a business, that doesn't wash. That doesn't add up. And I think that's why teammates who initially were indifferent to the Jalen story in week three, it eventually became a collective eye roll. And I think a lot of that is why you had to trade him, because the players who initially were very, well, it's a business, he can handle it how he wants, I think got tired of it.
Well, John, what the hell? Two nights ago, people were like, oh, it's only social media. He's liking a post that shows Cameron Jordan sacking Gardner Minshew,
right,
and kind of mocking Minshew mania, which is fine. Look, I don't mind that somebody put that out there. That's fandom, right?
Sure.
We're going to take a shot at your fan base. You're going to take a shot at ours. We're going to – it goes back and forth. But for a player on Minshew's team,
right,
to like the fact that he's getting shown up in this, I mean, he's just – he's a
the
petty
teammates
child
that he loves.
Is what he is.
Right. And that's where across – for years – Jalen's stuff was minimal. It was amusing. It was even the GQ stuff, fine. But it reached a delusional, insane, you know, weird area the last 3 weeks. So you had to make a move.
Let's go back to the lines. KC in Miami. Next up here on Jaguars Today. Good morning, KC.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm a little sad, a little disappointed, but ultimately I'm glad that this is over with. It's tough to lose, you know, a generational talent like Jalen, but fact of the matter is he didn't want to be here anymore, and no amount of money was going to change that. And, I mean, from a fan perspective, I get the feeling that he never really cared for Jacksonville and its fans. So, you know, it's good to get the compensation that they did, and hopefully they nail those picks and get guys that, you know, want to be there and embrace, you know, the team and the city and the fans.
Amen to that. No question about it. Hopefully they do nail those picks, regardless of whether they nail them, and every other pick that they make for that matter, but mm-hmm. definitely want to see them make some hay with these three picks. I got this one from Tyler Moore on Twitter. Now, how soon do we pay Ngakoue? I want to lock him down ASAP. You know, I thought about this. My first reaction was, well, it does clear some cap space off this year's cap, which you can either use this year or you can roll it into next year. And then I thought, well, I just get the sense that they feel like they made Ngakoue their best offer. And having Jalen on or off the team, I don't think changes their evaluation of the value that Ngakoue brings to the football team.
Yeah, 2019 is going to play out, and then we'll see.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think it changes the immediate. I don't think it's, wow, now we've got this pocket of money.
Let's give him two more million a year.
Because they could have gone up. They weren't up against a physical ceiling on that anyway. They could have done that. If they wanted to sign Ngakoue to the contract he wanted, they could have done it. But they were talking about the value for the player at that point.
Look, if they get a deal done with Jan,
I'm all for it.
Happy
yeah,
that they do.
I'm
just, I don't think it'll come during the 2019 season.
No, I think that the decision had been made when they made the offer and Jan declined that, look, we'll talk about this again in the 2019 offseason, right? And we have the franchise tag to use if we need to with Yannick Ngakoue, and hopefully he has a massive year. Mm-hmm. It was a slow start for him, and granted he was hurt. It's felt like the last couple of weeks that he's coming on a little bit, and we'll see what that looks like as they go into just a – I mean, we can't stress the importance of this stretch enough, right?
Oh,
with Cincinnati,
right,
and the Jets and Houston, I think they got to win all three if they're going to have a realistic shot at the playoffs. It'd be nice to see this defensive line show up. Saxonville be back because they should certainly have the opportunity against a Cincinnati team that just doesn't do much well.
And the caller earlier mentioned Leonard. If you want the example of how pros handle situations – look no further than Ngakoue. He's come in this year and been nothing but professional with people, has done it the right way, And, you know, there, that's what you're supposed to do, obviously. And, you know, it's unfortunate that Jalen couldn't.
All right, we'll take a break here. Phone lines are loaded. We'll get right back to you on the other side at 641-1010. Your reaction to the Jaguars trading Jalen Ramsey to the Rams, the compensation they got, who's at fault, any aspect of that, you're welcome to weigh in on. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, John Osier here with you. Jaguars today on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
I love football, man. Honestly, I truly love football. I hate not being able to play football. And never missed a game my NFL career yet, a regular season game. I don't plan on it now. And sometimes later on in the year, I get better stats. My rookie year, I think the last 3-4 weeks, I played the best ball. Last year, towards the end of the season, I was playing some good ball. Hopefully, I can do that again. I can manage my knee. I'll push through it, and I'll be all right.
It'll be okay. And he toughs it out. He'll be just fine, everybody.
Injuries aren't going to slow him down.
No, sir. Especially real ones. You guys, this one on the text line, built by Lifetime Enclosures, you guys on Jaguars today are the same ones that criticized the front office for their decisions and roster moves and then criticized Jalen for also criticizing the front office, but somehow it's the bash Jalen marathon. I criticized Jalen for lying and quitting on his team and acting like a clown, which is what he has done. Yeah, I will critique the Jaguars when they make bad roster moves. Absolutely. It's part of the job being a talk show host. I'll also praise them when they make good roster moves. And can I understand? Do I imagine there are some players on that team that, man, this has been going well. We lose a lot of games. Most seasons have been bad and that would like to play for a different franchise? Yeah, I imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
They don't all quit and try to force their way out. A, because they don't have – I mean, you have to respect the fact that Jalen's got the talent and the market for his services, or else he never would have been able to pull this kind of thing off.
Sure.
But he does. I'm not – never disputed the talent with Jalen Ramsey. Just disputed whether he was a team guy, and he's not.
He's not a team guy. And, by the way, all those things can be true, and when he – finds a way to get himself out the door and quits on the team and the fan base and the city and does all those things, then you're darn right I'm going to talk about it when he gets himself out of here. Why wouldn't I? And that you would expect that we wouldn't want to talk about that today is insane. Yes, we're going to bash Jalen Ramsey a little bit today. He's earned it. He quit on you, Jacksonville. He quit.
Here's one. As a human being, how can you be mad at a young man for taking his career into his own hands? In any other industry, if you didn't want to be there, you're allowed to pick up and move and not be publicly scrutinized. And before you try to interject, he signed to a contract. Do not give me that. And then I don't know if it got cut off or just don't give me that. But why not? He is signed to a contract. All right, let's pick. He's going to L.A., right? You're in the movie industry. You signed a 3-year deal with Miramax. That mean you can just go over to Disney and start making movies?
No, you cannot.
Oh, you got a contract.
You do.
You do. I'm sorry. You know, you have a contract.
Contracts matter.
It does, and you could say, well, the teams don't have to adhere to them. Blame the players for that. They agreed to the collective bargaining agreement that gives the teams more power over the contracts than the players.
And the teams do have to adhere to them in the sense that they have to pay the bonuses and the salaries that are in the contract.
Yes, they do. Did Jalen get paid when he was faking injuries? Right. Yes, he did.
Yeah, this... There are a lot of arguments in there that are true. Yes, the Players Association, all that stuff, that's not what this is. That's not the argument here. That's not the conversation here. The conversation here is that he, when things didn't go his way in week two, that's when he decided to make this. When he was yelled at or whatever it was, he got mad because he didn't want to be called out for something that he did on the field. He didn't want to be told that he was wrong.
Correct.
All the other philosophical stuff, that's where it started. So I don't really believe that it was some sort of a stance on the hill for the good of the players or even for his career. He didn't like being yelled at.
That's correct. And as the caller earlier pointed out, night and day how Leonard Fournette handled it. Leonard Fournette was ripped publicly. Tom Coughlin put out a public statement about his behavior on the sidelines. From what we understand, if it in fact was Tom Coughlin, whatever was done was handled behind closed doors with Jalen Ramsey,
right,
after the Houston game. And yet That's the guy who can't get over a little,
right.
dash of cold water thrown right. on him, that you're not the be-all, end-all of everything.
Right. And if it's about respect, what about respecting Doug?
Absolutely. Of course.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, that's obvious, you know?
Right.
No matter how much Doug tried to downplay that afterwards. All right, got all kinds of stuff coming in on the text line. We'll get back to that. Let's get back to the phone lines. They're hanging on. Justin in Los Angeles checking in this morning. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning. So I'm a little confused, but I am kind of happy that Jalen is gone.
What are you confused about?
Now, we didn't go after a player, an impact player, which means that we're going back into the draft. Does this mean that we are in a rebuild year? Now, if we are in this rebuild year, we don't get Calais Campbell back. Well, we don't know if we're going to get Calais Campbell back next year. We have a lot of restructuring contracts to do on the defense. So, again, we didn't get a compensational player. We're going in the draft. Now, if we go back in the draft, does that mean that, like I said, we're trying to rebuild? Are we looking to tank this year? Is our front office, do they have a secure job?
You're way overthinking this, okay? Let me read the statement, first of all, that the Jags put out via Tom Coughlin this morning. Quote, given the situation with Jalen, we made this decision based on what we thought is in the best interest of the Jacksonville Jaguars for this season and well into the future. We feel the trade that we struck with the Rams gives us great value for the next two drafts, and we remain very confident that our team today will compete this season for a division title. Jalen was a productive player, but the time came to move on, and we wish him and his family the best in Los Angeles. Look, we don't know about any of the negotiations that went on. You know, we've heard smatterings of reports. I've seen nothing confirmed by anybody about some of these reports out there. How do you know they didn't go after an impact player? How do you know that they didn't say, we want this, and teams are like, we're not willing to give you that? This, I have to assume, is the best offer of compensation they got because it's the one they took.
They needed to make a move, and they took the best one they had. This was not a case of, you know, the dumping thing or however he used it, tanking. If you were getting rid of players without any outside motivation to do so, then
if you're getting
rid
of DJ Chark right now, I'd say you might be tanking. Jalen was not going to play for this team again this year.
Right. There was a tangible reason why they wanted to do this. They're not trying to trade Unique. They're not trying to trade, you know, this is not the Dolphins. So I think, are you in rebuilding mode? You play this season. You do everything you can to win this season, and then once this season's over with, or once you're out of the playoff chase this season, then you decide what's next. But you're not in rebuilding mode now.
Right.
That's not the thinking
behind it. They didn't go out there saying, hey, let's trade Jalen Ramsey. They did everything they could to not trade Jalen Ramsey. The owner got personally involved multiple times and finally had what he felt was a heart-to-heart that set everything straight. I think Jalen will be playing this weekend. I have no desire to trade Jalen Ramsey. How many times could he say it? And then finally, Jalen, whatever he told him in that meeting, Shad Khan took it to mean A, Jalen took it to mean B, and it's my belief. I mean, it's not like Shad Khan's ringing me up and telling me this, but it's my belief is that Shad Khan said, all right, that's enough is enough. He's obviously – nothing is going to get through to him. What's
you guys
the best,
do what you need to do.
If we can get something that you feel is fair value or as close to fair value as you're going to get – let's get something rather than nothing in this circumstance. And quite frankly, getting two first-round picks from a team that's currently 3-3 with two teams that look much better than them, ahead of them in the standings, it's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
I mean, the Rams may still make the playoffs this year. We don't know. But right now the 49ers are undefeated, and Russell Wilson is looking like an MVP candidate up in Seattle.
They're 5-1.
They're 5-1. And the Rams have lost three in a row, and they're 3-3 right now. May they lose many more. Jonathan in St. Augustine, next up here on Jaguars Today. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A lot of you guys and a lot of the other callers have already said some of my thoughts, but I will say that at the beginning of all this, I was one of those completely against Coughlin in the front office. I was like, man, they suck. They should all be fired. But now, after everything that's been handled, after seeing how two mature players, Leonard and Ngakoue, handle similar situations versus Ramsey becoming the selfish, lying, disrespectful child he is. You know, good riddance to him. I'm glad he's gone. I like the draft pulse. And, you know, winning fixes a lot of stuff. So let's go beat the Bengals Sunday. And if Ramsey plays Sunday, then go Falcons.
All right. Yeah, go Falcons, no doubt. That's who the Rams have. We all have a new second favorite team now. Maybe a third favorite team. Whoever plays the Titans and whoever plays the Rams in any given week. Somebody here on the text line said, I can't find it now. I said, I know, Tony, you and Mike would have cleaned house on the front office last offseason. Here you go. I know after last season you both would have cleaned house, and I agree. Hypothetically, if we did clean house, do you think Jalen would still be here? Possibly.
Maybe.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Depends on how that front office felt.
Yeah, I think speaking in sureties about it is dangerous.
Right. I mean, it's definitely possible, though. But I don't know if you can anticipate, like, hey, let's fire this. Let's fire the guy that we hired in Tom Coughlin to turn the franchise around. And at the point, look, terrible. Tony and I would have, right? But I understand from Shad Khan's point of view, okay, first year here, they were minutes away from the Super Bowl. Second year here, they fell apart, and you can make the argument based on the injuries and all this. But, you know, we thought it was more about determining the future of the quarterback position, putting guys on a short-term notice to win versus balancing that versus the long-term interest of the franchise. I don't think that's a position I'd want to put my front office in. Doesn't matter at this point. I don't think you go in there, and I don't think Shad Khan should be going, I wonder how Jan, or I wonder how you pick the guy, Josh Allen. How does he feel about Tom Coughlin? You know, and should I fire Tom Coughlin because he might upset Josh Allen? I mean,
you get to a point of who you listen to,
right?
Or listen to 15 different guys who come with 15. I get that there's an element of that in the NBA. In a league where you're dealing with 65 guys and often 10 or 15 guys on a team that matter,
if you're a true franchise quarterback, you might have that pull.
It's a different situation if it's a quarterback because the position's that important. Sometimes you bend the franchise to shape around that. At a different position, I don't. You just can't.
Anthony on Beach Boulevard next up. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say something my mother used to always say to me, that she couldn't enable me to do certain things. I blame this on the organization. I blame this on whoever else, his agents, whoever else is in his ear. The second he made the GQ article, Ramsey should have been sat down then. But he has been praised and protected like he's the best corner to ever put on pads in the last 10 years. And it's just, and it blew up in their face. That's just all I wanted to say. You know, you can't enable a player, and talent needs to stop out-trumping respect, protocol, and everything else. Talent just needs to stop doing that. There's so many situations where players' careers and stuff have shaped differently because that has been happening. Look at Antonio Brown. Like, he gets enabled and then gets in a situation where he no longer is, and it becomes something he can't deal with. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you, Anthony. I do think it's a sliding scale in life and certainly in sports. The more you produce, the more you're going to be tolerated, right? And so it's funny because Anthony's saying this should have been shut down earlier. Do you think Jalen would have reacted better to, you know, like if they had gone, Jalen, you can't do this. We're going to read you the riot act. Well, why are you disrespecting me?
Right.
How dare you say something to me that you didn't clear with me first?
Sure you keep him happy.
Right. Like,
that's the whole thing.
And so,
how do you do it? I don't know how you
so
do it.
So do you not draft players with that large of an ego? Or do you – I mean, because there is that – like Antonio Brown, they put up with him until it became too much. And I can't tell you what that point was. He had the most receiving yards in football over the last 6 years, mm-hmm. and I think most over any six-year period in NFL history. Right?
He's otherworldly.
So they could get him to game day, and he'd play like that, and they'd put up with an awful lot. And then it finally reached a point where they wouldn't put up with it anymore. And so it's a balancing act. And that's been like that in any industry. If you've got the goods, people will make accommodations for you. And I think they did make accommodations for Jalen.
And there's a lot of balancing acts around the league that you don't hear about. These got public,
right?
And it's
Anthony's point is we shouldn't kowtow to any of those people. And that's one point of view on it. I just think you would have run into a problem with Jalen a lot sooner than you got that way.
And it's proven out. If you tell him what he doesn't want to hear, that doesn't go well. And I'm just not sure how you deal with that for the long term.
All right. Why didn't y'all mention that Leonard said he's no quitter on Instagram 2 days ago? He did say that. I try not to get the cycle analyzed too much when players post stuff. Like, I don't know what's in Leonard's mind at that moment.
It's tough.
You know, is he talking about Jalen? Maybe. He could be.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I don't know where you go with that and how you – it seems like a well you don't want to jump into.
I do, though. I'd certainly jump in because it was directly impacting on or commenting on a negative post when Jalen liked the post about Gardner Minshew being sacked and basically to hell with Minshew mania, you know, which – I don't doubt, you know, the little baby hated the fact that somebody, all the six-round picks getting all this attention. I've been here balling out for 3+ years. Go ball out for somebody else. Johnny, you got to take off?
Yeah. Yes.
What you got cooking at Jaguars.com?
Oh, I think we might talk about Jalen a little bit.
You think?
Yeah. Oh. And this will be the last day where it's heavy coverage. But
right. Then we move on.
It'll be player reaction because people want to know what's going on, and then you move on.
All right, John, thank you, buddy. There he goes. Check out John on Twitter, at John
Osier.
He's out the door. Come back. You know what? Let's just skip this date in football. We'll do the Roll and Reach roll around the National Football League, and we'll get back to these phone calls coming up at 641-1010. We'll do that next. Another hour to go. Jaguars today on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Now, let's roll around the NFL with Roland Reich Plumbing, where quality and experience count.
Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone speaking to the media before practice right now. We're hopeful to get you some of those comments before we get out of here on the 11 o'clock hour today. The LA Rams traded their 2020 first-round pick, 2021 first-round pick, and a 2021 fourth-round pick to the Jags in exchange for cornerback Jalen Ramsey. As you all know by now, the Rams placed cornerback Aqib Talib on injured reserve yesterday, traded away cornerback Marcus Peters to the Philadelphia Eagles for linebacker Kenny Young, or the Baltimore Ravens for linebacker Kenny Young and a fifth-round draft pick. New Orleans cornerback P.J. Williams will be suspended for 2 games for a violation of the league's policy and program for substances of abuse. Saints running back Alvin Kamara is expected to be limited in practice this week while dealing with a high ankle-type deal. He says that he expects to play against Chicago on Sunday, but it is a situation to monitor. The New England Patriots have suspended defensive lineman Michael Bennett for a week for conduct detrimental to the team. The conduct, you may ask? He let the coaching staff know that he was not happy with his role in the defense. They have decided to sit him down for a week. The Tennessee Titans announced yesterday that they will be handing the quarterback reins over to Ryan Tannehill. Tannehill was put into their game against Denver on Sunday after they benched Marcus Mariota.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. All those poor guys who won't get a happy birthday wish from me today. Oh, they're just going to cry. 641-1010. We go back to the phones. Is that Walter on the north side?
Yes.
If my eyes don't deceive me. Walter, good morning. You're on Jaguars today. Go ahead.
Hey, I was calling, man. I hear your guys' passion. Let me tell you something. Jaguars is a bad team, a very bad team. But the main thing is this here. Jalen, something was said to Jalen in that meeting for that young man to jump up and walk out of the meeting. No one has said anything about it. Tom ain't come to the table and said anything. Jalen definitely can't say anything because you already know about the NFL in conclusion, right? They do this here. They'll get together and make sure you never play another game. So right now, this man is keeping his mouth silent, but he let everybody know they disrespected him. Something that was said that was horrible to that young man to say, I don't want no money from you. I don't care if you win games. I want out of Jacksonville. Nobody addressed that. It's all Jalen. But you got these old boys up in the office say a lot of dirty things to people.
Well, Walter,
who from the office said anything?
What you name me a specific thing that somebody in that front office has said that is dirty to somebody? One thing.
They're not going to bring it out.
Oh, but then Walter, you're talking. Shut him off, Walter. You can't just talk out of your ass. Which is what you're doing. Sorry. You don't look. Did he say something? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what was said. But for you to definitively sit up here and say that something dirty or nasty was said to Jalen Ramsey, when for all we know, he's just a little baby who can't handle criticism. He's a narcissist who can't be critiqued. You don't know what was said, so don't get up here and talk about what these old boys. I know the code you're talking in here, Walter.
It's ridiculous.
You better bring some proof if you're going to make those kind of accusations, because I'm just basing it on all the public behavior of both sides here, okay? If something that you're kind of alluding to was said, make it public, Jalen.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Clearly, he's not persona non grata. The Rams just gave up 2 firsts and a fourth rounder to bring him in. So,
and all the team has said is that
they're going to make those kind of accusations, yeah, man. You better have one iota of evidence.
And all the team has said is they don't want to trade him, and the owner said they'd pay him. Like, that's been the team's stance throughout this entire process. Come on.
I know exactly where that was going. Matt in Orlando, next up here on Jaguars Day. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thank you for allowing me on the show. I call every now and again. I had to call this morning. I had to walk out of the office. It's Duval till I die to the day I die. Like I'll say every single time. Jalen Ramsey wasn't part of it. We had great players, Paul, come through. We had Fred Taylor tear his freaking muscle off his bone and still put on that jersey with pride. That man did not want to wear that jersey with pride, and I don't want him part of my locker room. So for all y'all out there saying, oh, all on Jalen, but screw him. He screwed the owner. The owner stood up there on TV saying he's going to play and then doesn't play. Oh, no, no, no. We don't need that in our locker room. Cancer. I tell you, cancer, cancer, cancer. I'll take your comments off the air.
I'm not really, you know, I'm just, you know, as long as you're not making up quotes from people that you know nothing about what they included, then we're probably okay with you expressing your opinion. And you can express the opinion, by the way, that the Jaguars screwed this up.
Sure.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But
I'll even meet you.
You know, this young man. Well, guess they've said a lot of things. I've never heard Tom Coughlin say a single word that made me go, oh, that's just – I mean, look, I called him out when I thought he was wrong in the offseason about the OTAs.
Absolutely.
It's not about a player's rights. The hell, it's not about a player's rights. Players have rights.
Yeah.
They can exercise those rights. Doesn't mean he's – but that – what is that? I mean, that's – would that bother you? Yes. Is that
– he showed up. He showed up to the team after that. He showed up for training camp. And when the contract was asked about the day that he got here – to Jacksonville for training camp, Jalen said, look, I know it's going to be asked. The team's already told me we're not getting an extension done this year. So if it's going to happen, it's going to be next offseason, and I don't want to talk about it every day. That's basically what Jalen said. And then he showed up and went to work. He quit on him in week 3. Like, they got into the season, and then he quit because of some other random event, right, that happened. Whatever the conversation was behind closed doors. We don't know exactly what it was. We don't even know if it was Tom Coughlin that said something to him that he felt like was disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
You don't know.
Right. And I assume what is, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I assume he got dressed down, as he should have.
Yeah.
But when you're saying there's some good old boys in the front office, I know you're alluding. Like, I took that as you're suggesting somebody said something racist to Jalen Ramsey.
That's
exactly what it sounded like. And if you're going to throw that accusation around, you better have one single iota of evidence that they've ever acted in that fashion before to back up your argument, or you're getting run out of this program. I mean, come
stay
on.
In your lane.
Stop it. Where are we going next? James in Arlington, next up here on Jaguars Today. Go ahead, James.
All right, first time caller, long time listener. I just want to say I am so relieved that he is gone. I mean, he's a professional football player. He played to play football. I mean, you get taught in high school, college, you get talked to from coaches for you not performing. And that action was just unprofessional, and it shouldn't be done. So I'm happy that he's gone, and I look forward to moving forward and winning games without him.
Hey, that's, man, awesome. I'm looking forward to moving forward, too. You think we want to sit here and talk about this little crybaby every single day and give you the latest Jalen update, how Jalen's feelings have been hurt today? No. Fortunately, we don't have to do that going forward. Miles in Regency, have we had him up yet?
Not yet.
Miles, you're next on Jaguars Today. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want to say, and thanks for having me on. I just want to say that Jalen Ramsey, man, it sucks that this had to happen this way. I will miss the way he played, honestly. I will, but I won't miss the attitude, so I guess that is moot to miss him. But hopefully this doesn't happen to him, but he most likely will be roached out of the NFL because he's starting to take – it reminds me of, like, the Darrelle Revis situation a little bit. I don't really remember exactly what happened in, like, 2011 or 2012, what happened with Revis and the Jets, but it's starting to, like, go that way. And then Revis ended up playing for all these other teams that he roached his way into a Super Bowl parade, which the Patriots shouldn't have won that Super Bowl. That was a bad pass or bad call. So I just think that he's starting to roach his way to his demise. And if he, you know, the Rams, they're third, if at best, in the NFC West, and the 49ers and the Seahawks they're taking that. They're battling that out themselves. So I don't know what's going to happen after this time with the Rams, but hopefully he doesn't have to be roached out, but he may. That's all I want to say.
May we never use the term roached out again on the program, honestly. But anyway.
Look, he's a great player.
They just gave up two firsts and a fourth. He's not he's still got a market.
Look,
out there.
And but he's not going to be he's certainly not the first, and he won't be the last diva corner if he winds up playing for five NFL teams. So what?
By the way, you know what Darrelle Revis kept getting? The highest paid contract for cornerbacks year after year after year. So, yeah, guess what? He forced his way out of the Jets. He went to Tampa, who made him the highest paid corner.
He wound up playing like a dozen years.
Then he went to New England, where he won a Super Bowl. Guess where he went after that? Back to the Jets.
Yeah.
So they had him back for 2 years
Revis was a great player.
He was phenomenal.
And Jalen Ramsey is a great player. It's unfortunate that it's worked out this way in Jacksonville.
He is not close to persona non grata. Now, there may be some teams that go, you know what, too much of a headache. It only, as the saying goes, it only takes one. The Rams just gave up two firsts and a fourth rounder for him. There were other teams reportedly willing to pay two first round picks or significant compensation. He'll get his money.
Yeah.
He'll get paid by somebody because guess what now? The back will be fine and he'll be on his best behavior. And he and Dante can cut up in the locker room, and that'll be great. And we'll just pretend Blake's not there so we don't have to remember anything I said about him. Or I'll just continue to say bad things about him, however it goes. It's just, you know, whatever, man. I just, like you said, go Falcons. That was probably the strongest part of that. All right, let's take a time out here. When we return, we'll get right back to your reaction today. How do you feel about the whole saga? It's over with now. What about the compensation the Jags got? Are the Jags at fault? Is Jalen Ramsey at fault? Is there fault on both sides of the deal? I think there is probably some.
I do too.
On both sides of the deal. But ultimately, if you're going to quit on the team, I got no time for you. See you later. Bye-bye. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, Jaguars Today, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
I'm not sure if I've played my final game for the Jags yet or not, but my trade request still stands.
All Jags, all NFL. Jaguars Today on 1010XL.
Will we, in a few years, do one of those and throw the Rams in there where he said Jags? That's my sound effect right there. I'm not sure if I played my last
do
game
again.
For that.
Do that
Rams.
Bet. I got
that. Something like that. You know what I'm saying. Don't know. That's their problem now. But, so many people hoping for something to happen to Goff so Blake has to play in L.A. Truly, karma would be amazing at that moment in time. I don't have anything against Jared Goff. I'm not hoping he gets hurt. But maybe Jared Goff feels the need to step away from the game for a year, a la Telvin Smith, right? You're gonna support your teammate. Maybe he's got a lower back issue, something like that. And then Blake comes in, and you get – West Coast Blake. Fantastic. Billy on the South Side. Next on Jaguars Today. Good morning, Billy. Hang on.
I guess
you're right there. Go ahead, Billy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So didn't we get Jalen Ramsey in the fourth pick in the first round, right?
Fifth pick, yes.
Okay, so yeah, that hurts a lot. I thought a better trade would have been to get a couple first rounders and maybe Marcus Peters. I just don't, there's no guarantee that we're going to, you know, get another solid pick like that in the first round. And that kind of worries me. You know what I mean?
There's no guarantee. And, you know, could be that they blow these draft picks and they have nothing to show for it. And Jalen goes on to a Hall of Fame career.
Sure.
And they lose the trade big. That's definitely within the realm of possibility. Marcus Peters had been traded earlier in the day to Baltimore. You want to talk about a certifiable hothead and a guy that you can't trust to behave responsibly. That's Marcus Peters, man. I mean, he had shown that since he's been in the league. Now, would he have helped you? In the short term, maybe, but he's a free agent after this year anyway.
Yeah.
So he would have given you something back.
Yeah, they gave up a second-round pick last year
for Peters. What did the Ravens give?
It was a player and a fifth-round pick.
It was a linebacker and a fifth. Yeah, so we don't know how they value that player that they got, what they would have valued Marcus Peters at. And my guess is this didn't just pop up, the Jalen Ramsey wanting to be traded thing, right? So
no.
I wouldn't doubt that at some point the Jags said, hey, maybe what about two first-round picks and Marcus Peters or one of those guys? Or the Jags might have said, you know what, Marcus Peters is – bit of a cuckoo, and he can't control his emotions at times on the football field, and he gets into all kind of situations and bad penalties and things like that, and maybe we're better off without him. I mean, he's worn out his welcome in Kansas City, where he was a Pro Bowler. They traded him off for a second-round pick when he was, at the time, in his playing career, had the most interceptions of anyone in the league in that span of time, and they traded him for a second-round pick to the Rams. Now the Rams are shipping him off,
yeah,
right? And it's not like they couldn't have used Peters and Ramsey because they just put Aqib Talib on injured reserve as well. So,
no doubt.
Look, I get it. A lot of people would have liked to have had something more of substance. To me, the picks are valuable. First-round picks are always very valuable, but they're like a new car. Once you drive it off the lot, it's damaged goods, right? I mean, unless that guy comes out of the gates just playing fantastic football, it's tough to get the same value for a player. You could draft a player at 15,
yeah,
and you'd get more for trading the pick because it still hasn't proven to be a bust or shown its true colors at that point.
I said it last year when Oakland traded away Khalil Mack. The odds of them finding another player of Khalil Mack's caliber with any of their picks or all of them combined are low, right? Like, they're just not going to get equal value, in my opinion, in that kind of trade. Now, it's a bit of a different situation. It's not like Khalil Mack was saying, get me out of Oakland. I don't want to be here.
Right.
It was Oakland was saying, we don't have enough cash to keep Khalil Mack, was essentially the decision they made. So they traded him for what they thought that they could get for Mack. I also think it's a much more premium position than cover corner is in the league right now. But, yeah, there is the chance that the Jags don't get value in this. Jalen Ramsey is a great player, and I expect that he's going to be really good for the LA Rams as long as he's there. That's my expectation. I've never questioned whether or not I thought Jalen was good at what he does. Jalen didn't want to play here anymore. And to put himself in a position where that wasn't going to happen, where he didn't have to play for the Jags anymore, he quit. He quit so that he could get what he wanted in this situation. And yes, we're all commenting on that today. And I hope that they draft three guys that are going to the Pro Bowl for 15 years, right? I hope they draft a couple Hall of Famers with the picks that they got back. But odds are, no, the best player in what happened with this trade is likely Jalen Ramsey.
And without knowing yet where the picks are going to land, the Jags got more than Chicago got more than Oakland got when they traded for Khalil Mack, or when they traded away Khalil Mack, because Oakland got a pair of first-round picks, a third and a sixth, but along with Mack, they sent a second and a fifth back to Chicago. So a two firsts and a fourth, if you just basically do the math, is they come out ahead. It's at least even. And then Chicago goes on to win the division last year, so that pick is not as good as they think it is. I think in the end, wouldn't surprise me at all if the Jaguars, at least in the actual value of the picks, like on the chart, is more than what Oakland was able to get out of Khalil Mack.
Make them count, guys.
So it's not the worst. Yeah. I mean, look, it's as good a compensation as you probably were going to get. I would have liked three first-round picks and Aaron Donald, but that's not realistic. So we're at where we're at. Let's get to Al on the south side next up on Jaguars Today. Good morning, Al.
Good morning. Go Jaguars.
All right.
I wanted to say this about Jalen. I picked up a new word off your radio station this morning, and I'm going to go with it for a while. It's called ignoramcy. Kid is just messed up big time. And what he did to Sean Codd and Tony, I get it. He's a man, and he could do things, but you shouldn't do that to an owner, a good owner, and Shad Khan and Tony. He might have been aiming a lot of that at Coughlin, but it's stupid. On top of that, people don't talk about how Deion Sanders has influenced all of this nonsense about trading and being a number one top baller, doing what you want to do as a baller and getting the contract you want. Nobody's going to pay Ramsey what he wants when he's still under contract. And out in L.A., he's a small fish in a big pond. He ain't got no money. Those people got real money out there. So he, even if they did pay him, he still don't have real money out in L.A. What I also want to say is, since we got all these picks, why not take a pick, go to Washington, and get Trent Richards so he can protect Minshew.
Trent Williams.
Trent Williams, sorry.
That's
Williams.
Right.
And you can protect them when...
Whoa. Hope Al's okay.
Yeah.
It sounded like his... That was his phone popping
right
there. Hope you're okay out there, Al. Look, I'd love to have Trent Williams on this football team. I don't know at this point if they're willing to spend a first-round pick, let's say, to go trade for a 31-year-old offensive tackle when they feel like the offensive line's starting to round into shape a little bit. I think Trent Williams would be an upgrade. The guy's a seven-time Pro Bowler. Washington, to this point, has said they are unwilling to trade Trent Williams. Anyone would trade anyone if the price is right. I don't get the sense the Jaguars were ever in on Trent Williams.
No, it doesn't seem like
even
it,
when it made sense, like when, you know, Cam Robinson wasn't ready to go at the start of the season. But I saw the Browns are hot after Trent Williams now. They think they can get Trent Williams away from Washington. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't mind Trent Williams coming here.
Me either, yeah.
First-round pick now for would you do it for a 31-year-old? I'd do it for a second-round pick. I'd still do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have great offensive line depth is what I would have right there. But I'll take a 31-year-old seven-time Pro Bowler at left tackle. That's a position you can play well at well into your 30s. Let's go to Carl on the west side next up. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I feel like Ramsey reminds me of my last divorce. I knew it was over for quite a while, and the way that she did me and Ramsey did the city, you just kept waiting for that lawyer's letter to come in the mail saying that the courts have decided it's over. And I think we did great. Now we got 2 years of something to look forward to. And the last thing is, everybody out there with these number 20 jerseys, I'd recommend just taking a seam cutter and taking Ramsey's name off and maybe putting cancer on the back of the jersey. Mm. Thanks, fellas.
All right, thank you, Carl. Not the first suggestion along those lines, but not a bad one. I don't know. I don't know what you do with them. Do whatever you want with it.
Charity, you
know
what?
People have suggested we have a Ramsey burning. You can do whatever you want with the jersey.
Yeah.
If it's some kid, you want to give it to some kid and he wants to wear a Jaguar jersey, fine. You know what I mean? That's up to you to determine how that goes. It sounds like Carl thinks that the Jags surprisingly got the jet ski in the deal. Like I get the coin collection and the jet ski? All right, then.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the fourth round pick that got thrown in there. All right, let's see if we can get let's get Dan in Arlington in next here on Jaguars Today. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, guys. I just want to comment on the guys who keep calling in trying to say that Ramsey was treated poorly in a way that players are like slaves or stuff like that. Shad Khan is going to be the majority investor in a network for African-Americans.
Right.
Tom Coughlin is as transparent as the day is long. He's always been upstanding, always been upright. He is Duval till he dies. He kept the J Fund here. He's the best thing about our team when he was here. And if he had those tendencies, it would have come out while he was in New York. It just would have done it. If anything, Tom asked you to be a pro. Tom asked you to be an adult. And if that offended you, that's your problem. How could you possibly have an issue with a man asking you to come to work, do your job, be a professional? But you can't say I would never believe, if my life depended on it, that Tom Coughlin or Shad Khan were being racist or treating him derogatory or treating him in a fashion that would be offensive to African Americans. So they stopped calling with that bullcrap. It did not happen.
All right, thank you, Dan. Look, none of us know exactly what was said.
No.
I'm with Dan. I would bet a hell of a lot that Tom Coughlin does not have a racist bone in his body. Never seen a I've seen zero evidence in a quarter century of I'm not around him as much as anybody else. I've never heard a behind the scenes story about it. I mean, we've known lots of players of all colors, creeds, and origins that have played for Tom Coughlin that will tell you how much they despised him. Mm-hmm. And if he had this would be more reason to despise him.
Absolutely. And they got plenty of reasons that we've heard.
Please, let's just cut it off right there, right? And I mean, this is one or two people out there that are taking that point of view and
a minority owner
vehemently disagree.
A minority owner who's starting a black news network.
Right.
Like if he smelled any hint of that, think he wouldn't handle that?
Right. I mean, it's just to me, it's absurd.
It's nonsense.
But look, that's such a damning accusation, and
absolutely,
it should be if it's true, right? But if it's not, it's such a damning brush to paint someone with that don't make that kind of accusation without a shred, an iota of proof. And if your only proof is, well, Jalen reacted strongly to something he said, so it must have been this. No. Not even close to good enough. We'll hear a little bit from Doug Marrone coming back on the other side. We'll check in with the weekly injury report from the folks at JOI. We'll get a few more of your calls in as well as we continue on a Jalen Ramsey post-mortem here in Jacksonville, Florida. It's Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
You know, we were talking every day. We talked last night afterwards. So I can't speak for that. You know, I was trying, busting my butt to, get him healthy and get him out there. And, that's a great question, for him. I think he's the only one that's going to be able to answer that.
Jaguars Today on 1010XL.
All right, that was Doug Marrone this morning commenting after he was asked what went wrong with Jalen Ramsey here in Jacksonville. You heard what he had to say. We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Marrone coming up here in a few minutes. One more here. You are speculating, Mike, this on the text line. You don't know if they tried to get a player or not. Then they say they definitely passed on a tight end and picks from Baltimore, both of which were needed. Okay, wait a minute. I believe I clearly said we don't know whether or not they went out and said, what players are you willing to try? I said that in a hypothetical way. Maybe they said this.
And so they send back a speculative trade offer that they turned down?
Right. That they're saying, I don't know if they tried to get a player or not, but they definitely passed on tight ends and a pick for both of us. So they definitely know. Gene Fournette reported that it was like a first and a second in Hayden Hurst. I spoke to several reporters up in Baltimore, and they said, I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that Gene Fournette is a liar or wrong. I just don't know. I didn't see anybody else confirm that report. So I don't know that they were ever offered Hayden Hurst. And by the way, Hayden Hurst hadn't been that good. You might not have noticed. He quickly was overtaken. First, couldn't stay healthy. He was quickly overtaken by a guy who was drafted in the fourth round in Mark Andrews, who's proven to be a much better player at this point in time. So, is the fact that Hayden Hurst went to Bowles enough of a reason for the Jags to pursue him? I don't know. I mean, he may turn out to be a great player still. So I don't know if that it was an accurate offer or not. But my point was, I'm going to assume, I don't know for a fact, but I'm going to think that the Jags went through their due diligence. What are teams willing to offer us? And some of those conversations probably involved more than just draft picks.
They
probably involved players. I don't know what I said. For all we know, and I believe that's the way I put it, for all we know, they asked for Marcus Peters in the deal. I'm not speculating that happened. I'm saying it's a possibility. Could have happened. I have no idea who they talked to, what they were offered, what was serious, what was not serious. I've got to believe, though, based on the fact that they took it, that they felt that this was the best compensation they could get.
Yeah.
And now, does it factor in that you sent him to the NFC, where if he signs there long-term, you only face him once every 4 years? Possible. Put it this way. Trades within the division are pretty rare, at least high profile ones. If you had gotten X from the Rams and X plus one from the Colts, you might want to send him for a little bit less to the Rams so you don't have to face him twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but I'm going to assume among the teams that were serious that we heard Philadelphia, Kansas City, Baltimore, Seattle, all these at various times pursuing Jalen Ramsey heavily, that they didn't offer this much, or the Jags would have made that deal instead of the one that they did make. It just makes sense to me.
I would agree. It goes to the NFC. And by the way, among those contenders that you listed off there, the Rams are the ones that are most trending down at the moment.
Lost their last three, and they're 3-3. So in
doesn't mean they can't turn it around.
Right, at the moment, their picks are more valuable than all those other teams are. At the moment. Granted, a long way to go on how that all plays out. And then what you do with them matters as well. But rather have the earlier picks because you got more good players available to you. Obviously. All right. Let's welcome in Dr. Stephen Lucy from Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, JOI, the official sports medicine providers of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Hello, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing well. Busy show today.
Did you put some miracle oils on Jalen's back so he could hop on a plane and head to the West Coast unencumbered?
I tell you, that was becoming a very serious back injury down at that stadium. I'm happy that's been resolved.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, that's their problem now. Let's move on to our own guys here. Gardner Minshew, from your vantage point, do you think he was encumbered at all by his groin issue, his ankle issue, whatever he's dealing with right now in this last game?
I was at the game, and you see a little more when you're there watching in person than on TV. He was limping around some in the second half. He had a groin injury that popped up during the week. He had the knee injury from the week before. And I just didn't see the same snap and velocity on the balls. These shorter guys need to move around to find the passing lanes. I bet he was struggling a bit with that if he couldn't move laterally. So hopefully, although he didn't have his best game, part due to the Saints, but part I think could it be because of this lower extremity problem, is we've seen the same thing. Patrick Mahomes hadn't been the same Patrick Mahomes with his ankle injury he's had too. So this lower extremity in these quarterbacks, where you wouldn't think it bothers him, it does throw off that throwing motion.
Who else are we worried about right now that's banged up?
Well, the good news is I think we're finally going to get to see our tight end, Josh Oliver, back, because we're about out of tight ends, and he's due back practicing this week. We missed Jeff Swain, who is in a concussion protocol and an ankle injury. I don't think he's going to be back. Marquise Lee, everyone saw him leave the field. The worry was it was his same knee, but as it turned out, it was his ankle. I think it's a more serious ankle injury. I think he's going to be at least 2 or 3 weeks, if not longer, so it'll be a while.
Tough break for Marquise, but we're all excited to see the debut of Josh Oliver and, you know, maybe not expect too much right away from a third-round rookie who has been out for quite a while, but at least he's been back practicing, and good news that sounds like he's going to get back out there this weekend or get out there this weekend.
Yeah, they need him for sure. There's no doubt about that. They're out of tight ends.
Right. Oh, no doubt. All right. Doc, we appreciate it. Sorry we're abbreviated today. A lot of focus on somebody who has I guess his biggest injury might just be a bruised ego. Not sure. Dr. Stephen Lucy with JOI, Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official sports medicine providers of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Thank you, Doc.
You bet.
All right, buddy.
Makes great radio. We'll see you next week.
Well, that's debatable, but it certainly has me fired up today. Let's get a couple in quickly. Want to hear one more from Doug Marrone here as well before we sign off. Quan on the west side, you're next up here on Jaguars Today. Go ahead, Quan.
Yeah, how you doing? Long time listener, first time caller. I'm going to make this real quick. I believe that the trade with Jalen Ramsey is a good trade. We got rid of cancer. Plus, I'm kind of like, well, if it was a physical contact situation between him and the coach, if that did take place, then who's to say that won't take place somewhere else? Because coaches get in your face when there's a situation. They just do that. That's what coaches do. So with that being the case, is he going to do the same thing at L.A.? You know, is he going to cut a fool and not want to play and pout because someone got in his face and got on him about whatever the situation may be? That's all.
Yeah, don't know. I mean, my guess, Quan, is that, like a lot of guys, Tony, you go into a new situation, you're on your best behavior, and it'll be all wine and roses. We'll hear so many glowing things from Jalen about how that organization treats players, right? I guarantee it.
Yeah.
That's going to be, and it's just going to be, you know, him pettily trying to rub it in the Jaguars organization's face. So I think he'll be on his best behavior for the most part. So
I agree.
Leo on the south side, last comment of the day. Leo, go ahead. You're on Jaguars Today.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to say that this Rams trade was kind of peculiar, seeing how, you know, Jacksonville blundered that Blake Bortles deal and sent him there and, you know, still paying him. And now you've got, seeing like, some value back. with this Jalen Ramsey trade. But again, it shows to this organization is what I said the other day. The Gardner Minshew, the doctor just came on. We're talking about Gardner Minshew. The man got hurt because you didn't invest in your offensive line. And that's what I mean. The deficiencies of this football team are blaring, and it shows when everybody
Leo.
Is still hold on.
No, Leo, you're stating incorrect. To say they didn't invest in their offensive line when they spent a second round pick on the left tackle, a second round pick on the right tackle, made the center and the left guard the highest paid players at their position, and just re-signed AJ Cann
who was a third round pick
in addition to drafting Will Richardson last year, is flat out just wrong. Of course they invested in the offensive line. You may not like the guys they invested in, but you act like they ignore the offensive line, and that's clearly an incorrect, in fact, not a factual statement.
But they're not that good is what I mean. Look, Nick Foles is hurt, and Gardner Minshew is hurt. Okay. Nick Foles is hurt, and Gardner Minshew is hurt.
Right.
So two of your quarterbacks are hurt. So, and guess what? You invested all this into this defense, and they're not that good. But we keep talking about Jalen. I'm gonna say one thing. You keep calling Jalen a baby and everything.
He is.
But you call me a kook on the radio.
You
That's
are a
very
kook.
Childish too.
You
That's
are
childish.
A kook.
Your name calling.
I don't
your
care.
Name calling.
I don't care.
How old are you?
Goodbye, Leo. You're a kook, and you're upset because your guy Jalen's gone now, and you're gonna defend him till you're blue in the face, and all that's fine. You are a kook. You're a Jalen apologist. Is what you are.
He's a baby and a quitter.
And you come on and say they didn't invest in the offensive line. Then I completely refute that argument. You go, well, what I mean is, well, say what you mean, Leo. Nobody knows what the hell what you're thinking. All I can go by is what you're saying. And do you think quarterbacks don't get hurt? I mean, do you think it's the offensive line? I mean, do you expect your offensive line to never allow your quarterback to get hurt? Really?
Good luck.
I mean, Nick Foles got hit, and the guy landed on him maybe with an illegal hit. Gardner Minshew was hit, what, a total of three times in the Carolina game? I can't remember how many times he was hit this week. Wasn't very many. No, it was three times in the Saints game. Three times. You think that's a large amount of times to get hit in the National Football League? I mean, it's football. Guys are going to get hurt. You are a kook, Leo. Thank you. Let's go on and welcome in XL Primetime.
Now, the two-minute drill delivered by Moe's Southwest Grill.
Welcome to Moe's!
Did someone say game day? Here at Moe's, we've got your back so you don't have to miss a single play. Order your tailgate catering online at moescateringfl.com.
All right, Hacker, what are you guys talking about today on XL Primetime?
We're going to spend a lot of time on the NLCS, you know, the Washington Nationals are our World Series bound. Also, some NBA preseason hoops today on XL Primetime.
Thought that might be the case today. So give us your 30-second capsule opinion on the trade.
You got two first-rounders and a fourth-rounder. And, a fourth-rounder could be D.D. Westbrook or Will Richardson. It could be. Those were fourth-round picks. You got that for a guy that did not want to be here and that was making a mockery of the situation. Now, he's a terrific player, and we all know that. But I got to tell you, Mike, from a national point of view, what surprises me this morning is the Rams are kind of getting more raked over the coals than I would have thought. There are some people that are very critical saying they way overpaid for Jalen Ramsey. So more people than I thought are thinking the Jaguars got the better end of this deal.
We'll find out. I mean, honestly,
time will tell on that one. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you can get the better end of the deal and then screw it up. Like the draft pick value intrinsically may be worth more, but ultimately it's going to be tied to who they select. You know, and what they do with those picks and how that measures up with the rest of Jalen's career.
And forgive me, we've been in a meeting, but I don't know if you guys have mentioned this or not, but I thought it's interesting today. Seven, Dave Caldwell, first-round selections. One's out of the league. Three are now in Los Angeles with the Rams, and the other three are still here in Jacksonville. That's pretty incredible when you think about it. The Rams have as many Jaguar first-round picks on their roster today as the Jaguars do.
Yeah. Huh?
Good for them.
And I think one of them's a great player.
Hope they all
one of them's
fail
okay,
miserably.
And one of them sucks. Like, yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, well, Fowler's okay.
He's okay. That's what I said.
He's
okay.
A great and Blake player sucks. And Ramsey, and Blake's terrible.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you imagine if Goff sprains an ankle?
Oh, it'd be.
And Blake has to go back in there?
It will implode.
The best.
Oh, man.
Implode.
Somebody says, what is a kook on the text line? How do you spell it? What does it mean? Mike Dempsey just called that guy one. I've never heard the word. You never heard the word kook? This means you're crazy. You got a screw loose.
You're cuckoo.
You're cuckoo. Thank you. K-O-O-K, I would guess, is how you'd probably go with the preferred spelling of that one. Hacker, have a good show today.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Last one here. Doug Marrone quickly on what he told the team today after the trade.
You know, we were talking every day. We talked last night afterwards. So I just told him, I said that obviously I addressed it, you know, that we made the trade last night and that, you know, appreciate what Jalen has done for our football team and being part of this football team. And we wish him the best of luck. And we have to focus, you know, on Cincinnati. We're going to get a lot of questions today, you know, from the media, you know, about what's going on. I'm not telling you guys what to say. I'm just telling you what I'm going to say. And I'm going to get my focus back on a team, which is my job.
All right, there you go. Final thought for the day from Doug Marrone.
Props to Marrone, man. I like the way he's handled the entire situation. Much better than I would have.
Oh, me too.
I would have been willing.
I'm a hot-headed radio host.
Yeah.
Calls people kooks and will not apologize for it.
And we'll see if they can put a win streak together. Like, if they start winning games at all, the opportunity is right there in front of them, and hopefully we'll get back to that tomorrow, the Bengals. On Sunday. Go win.
All right. D-Rock in tomorrow. T-Mac on Friday. For Tony, for Johnny O, for E.T., I'm Mike Dempsey. Jaguars today back again, once again, tomorrow from 10 to noon, right here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Don't worry about nobody but myself.